From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkish officials say at least 18 people have been killed and 45 others wounded in a large explosion in the capital of Ankara. The blast occurred as a convoy of military buses passed by a few hundred meters from military headquarters. The Ankara governor said the blast appeared to have been caused by a car bomb, and police are investigating the incidents as ambulances have rushed to the scene. An official said the Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has canceled his planned trip to Brussels following the attack. The government has imposed a media blackout on images of the explosion. The U.S. Embassy in Ankara extended its condolences for the attack on its Twitter account. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the blast. China has deployed an advanced surface-to-air missile system to one of the disputed islands it claims on the South China Sea. It's a move that is likely to increase tensions among China and its neighbors. Earlier today, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the missile deployment represents a militarization of the South China Sea that the Chinese President Xi Jinping promised would never happen.
My hope is that China will realize that it is important to try to resolve the jurisdictional issues of the South China Sea, not through unilateral action, not through force, not through militarization, but through diplomacy and by working with the other countries and claimants in trying to resolve these differences.
Meanwhile, the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said Beijing that the reports of the missile deployment are creations of some Western media and do not reflect the reality of China's activities in the South China Sea. You can get more details on that at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations is preparing to ask international donors for $1.8 billion to pay for humanitarian aid to millions of people in Yemen this year. The UN humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, told the Security Council that the appeal will be launched on Thursday and that the money would pay for food, water, sanitation, and urgent health care for up to 10.6 million people. The UN envoy to Libya is urging its parliament to endorse a unity government in order to bring the country together and combat an increasingly powerful Islamic State affiliate. Martin Kobler told the Associated Press in Cairo Wednesday that every day lost in political dialogue is a day of gain of Daesh, referring to the extremist group by its Arabic acronym. Libya's internationally recognized government and parliament has convened in the Far East since 2014 when Islamist allied militias seized the capital of Tripoli and established a rival authority there. Convoys carrying food and medical aid are due to leave Wednesday for besieged areas in Syria, where thousands of people have had their access to supplies cut by both government forces and opposition fighters. It's part of an agreement between Syria and the United Nations. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the forces fighting in Syria should agree on a no-fly zone. In her comments to the German parliament, she said the situation is unacceptable and that it would be helpful if there was an area in Syria over which the warring parties could not fly attacks as to establish a safety zone for many refugees. She said the no-fly zone would save many lives and would help the political process about the future of Syria. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. The United Nations Wednesday condemned all sides in Afghanistan's conflict for using child soldiers, noting that while government forces have curbed the practice, insurgent groups continue to train large numbers of fighters under the age of 18. Iran's OPEC envoy said Wednesday that the country plans to increase its oil production to levels it had before the imposition of international sanctions sharply cut its exports. The comments came ahead of a meeting in Tehran of oil ministers from Iran, Iraq, and Venezuela to discuss a proposal to freeze production in order to battle a drop in oil prices. The World Health Organization says it needs some $56 million to implement its strategic response designed to contain the Zika virus. That virus has been linked to birth defects in newborns. The WHO said Wednesday that its strategy focuses on mobilizing and coordinating partners and experts as well as resources to help countries enhance its surveillance of the Zika virus and the disorders that it could be linked to. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.